write whatever you want. I really don't care what you guys write, to be honest with you.
I'm just wondering why Murray isn't playing.
Because I said I held him back. I just answered that question, so.
Your rookies, a lot of guys showed up, a lot of first-year guys. Mm-hmm. You know, like Hicks had a nice block on the punt return. Can you just talk about the contribution you might see from the rookies this year? The previous 2 years didn't see a whole lot from a lot of guys.
You know, the one thing you don't know about any of those guys are what are they going to be like until you get them into a game. And that's the encouraging thing. Sometimes guys stand out in practice. That's been history, and then all of a sudden you get in a game and they're not the same player. And then other guys that weren't so good standing out in practice stand out in the game. But I just from before you get a chance to look at the film, some of those guys I thought really stepped up and made some plays. Eric Rowe had a big fumble caused on one of those receptions on the crosser. Now came in from behind, did a great job of stripping them. So Nelson made obviously a big catch on our bench and on their bench, and turned it into a touchdown and had another catch. So we're excited about those guys. It's just one step for us, but we feel like we've got a lot of really good film to teach off of, officials, legitimate, down and distance, all those things. A lot of good situations that we can get in a meeting room with those guys when they come back on Tuesday and really start to grow this team.
Chip, what do you look like foremost when you're looking to tape at the starting secondary? I mean, they gave up two third and long conversions. What are you looking for?
It's everything. It's not, and again, it's not just the secondary. It's what type of rush did we have? Did we generate rush on them on those plays? There's a lot of different combinations when it comes to pass defense, but we'll look at everything.
It didn't really look like Matt got rid of the ball pretty quickly in the rhythm of the offense.
Who did you? Matt, yeah.
And Tim, ran for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Is there one particular set of skills that you...
No, they got to be able to do it all, but you also have to look at who's in with who. You know what I mean? I think there's different set of receivers that were in where Matt than Timmy had, and then really a different line at times. So there's you have to take some of that into. There's a couple of those where Timmy held the ball and it looks like, why is he doing that? Well, the receiver ran the wrong route. He's looking for a receiver to run a shallow cross. We didn't get any shallow cross, so we don't get that a lot in training sessions. Where if the receiver doesn't run the right route, now what do we do? So there were a couple of busts out there. We have some young receivers that we think are going to be good, but three of those guys just got here about a week ago. So there were a couple of mental mistakes, whether it was up front or at the receiver's spot.
Thanks the way Mark threw the ball.
Who?
Barkley.
I thought he did a real nice job. We screwed up a little bit on that one naked where it ended up getting tipped, but that guy should have been blocked. Our tight end was lined up too tight. We should have had a pin block on him and got him to the corner and given him an opportunity to throw it. But I thought he did a real nice job out there.
Small sample size, but Sanchez's two drives, what did you see?
Hit a couple high throws. I think he's got to get his feet set a little bit, but I thought we played with good tempo. As a group, we were all on the same page. Guys were clicking and guys were hitting, but I'm sure he'd want a couple of those throws back just because they were a little high.
Were you able to chat with Cody at all during the game?
I did not talk with Cody during the game. I just talked to Fipper. I will see the film and get it straightened out.
Chip, why does Marcus Smith look like a different player this year than he did last year?
Birth date. He's a year older. I think it's not all new for him. I think he's, been there, done that. This isn't his first preseason game. This isn't his first training camp. I just think there's a kind of a calming sense around him. I think he's got a better grasp of what we're trying to do, and he's really showed up in our training sessions and he showed up today. So we're encouraged with his growth.
What did you see for him today? It was impressive.
I just think he there's just a different. He's carrying himself in a different manner. He was excited about going out and playing in the football game today. So we're excited to see where this goes.
Considering bringing in some competition for Cody Barkey, and if not, why?
No, we're not. I mean, he was an all-Pro Bowl kicker last year. He missed in his first exhibition game. He missed an extra point and a field goal. So he's hit 3 from 40, too. So I wouldn't put the panic button right now. So
he had missed a couple of field goals the other day in practice. I mean, is he battling anything mentally right now, or do you just think it's camp?
He made a mistake in practice. Yeah. I mean, let's not go crazy now. He's a pretty good kicker, so. Yeah, he's a Pro Bowler. I've seen Pro Bowlers miss kicks. I've seen Adam. Adam's a Hall of Fame kicker. I've seen him miss kicks before, too. So let's just not hit the panic button on Cody right now. I mean, we're in a first preseason game.
Aguilar's touchdown, great catch and a great run after. Is that what you've seen a lot of during camp?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing with Nelson, when he gets the ball in his hands, he's real explosive, so you're anticipating run after the catch with him, and that's what, one of the things we knew about him, because you could see it when you watch him play in college. He did that a ton in college. He was also a great returner in college, so you can see him when he has the ball in his hands. He's a dynamic player, and I think what you saw today is kind of one of the reasons we drafted him so high.
Were you able to gauge much from the first team defense when they were out there against, Colts and Andrew Luck?
Just a little bit. I mean, I wouldn't put way too much into it. Just how many series. Andrew came out, I think, actually in the middle of that second series, and Matt came in. So there's tape for us to coach off of, and that's really what we're looking at. But we're not, you know, making any predictions or, you know, any lofty goals in terms of coming out of this. It's just one step. It's our first preseason game. It was a good opportunity to go against another team. You get the live tackle to the ground. We did miss a couple tackles on the defensive side of the ball, and we need to clean that up. You know, that one touchdown run, we should have had the back down, you know, on the long third down that they ran in for the touchdown. But, you know, those are things that, you know, Corey and the other coaches will get a chance to get in the film room with those guys and coach them up off of it.
Coach was around the ball quite a bit.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
What about his progress?
I thought he showed up today. You know, he showed up. Not only had those two interceptions, had a big tackle on the kickoff return after that late in the game. I think he's a guy that's pushing to make the 53-man roster, and I'm happy for it right now. I think he's, you know, part of it. We put a big emphasis on how you play in the game. You know, it's not just our training sessions. It's how do you play when it's live, full go, and let's go. And I thought Ed did a nice job and put himself in a pretty good situation coming out of game one. So we'll see how he grows from there.
Safety spot is obviously a progression. It could be an important one if you have one of those safeties go down into the nickel. How do you see that? I mean, Wolfie hasn't been playing how do you see that size?
It's whoever plays are the guys we evaluate, so that's what the deal is. You know, we've got a deadline coming up when, you know, right after that Packers game, that we got to make our cuts, and then we got another deadline coming up immediately right after the Jets game that we've got to make our cuts. But it's got to be based on who's playing, who's out there, and who's putting it on tape for us. So.
What kind of camp has Reynolds had?
Ed's had a really nice camp. You know, I think he's a lot like Marcus year two. You know, it's not all new for him. He spent the entire offseason here, you know, was here every day. Even when we weren't allowed to be with him until April 20th, but he was in the building working on his own, and I think it's showing right now. So,
for the guys who played the game at receiver, how would you assess their performance, you know, today?
A couple mistakes, you know, a couple missed assignments in terms of routes. I thought Miles had a big catch there. Did a nice job bodying the receiver, showing you know, wily veteran. A lot of guys maybe would have outrun the throw, knew it was a little bit behind him, so slowed down, let the defensive back kind of hang on his back, and then they made the catch over his shoulder. Jordan made a big catch coming across the middle, so you're happy with him. Nelson, obviously, was someone that kind of showed up today. So I've been pleased with our receivers so far in camp. We did have a couple drops today, though. There's a few there, you know, that we wish we kind of had in. Nelson had a drop in front of our bench. I think Sproulsy had a drop. We had a couple others. I think Trey may have had a drop. So, you know, a couple too many drops for us, but we'll get that corrected.
What separated Gardner and earned him the start today?
He's just rotated. It wasn't a separation. It was just, I think that's who Stout had in there for the last day or so. So it could be a new – we're going to give all those guys an opportunity before we make a decision on what's going to go on there.
From the beginning, there was an aggressiveness about your team. There was a sense of competition, energy, enthusiasm. Where did that all come from in this ballgame today?
Depth. We got a lot of depth here, and there's a lot of guys fighting for spots. So I think everybody's aware of that. You know, you don't really – when, like, we gave him a big rah-rah speech before we went out in the field, you know, but you're going to – we put a lot of emphasis because of how we train on what goes on when you get a chance to go in a game and it's live. You know, there's no excuses when you're playing in a game. And you can't say, well, I would have had that guy, but you blew the whistle, coach, too quick, coach, or, you know, I pulled off because I didn't want to have a big collision. It was, you know, this is live, this is real, this is going. So I think our depth has really given us a sense of urgency at a lot of different positions. So we're excited to see that, and that's what we wanted from those guys today.
How do you fit Garner into the puzzle here after a performance like this?
If he continues to perform like that, we have to fit him in. So we're going to find a way to keep the best 53 players here. But you know, it's when you get an opportunity to do something, you step up and do it. So it's not a, you know, well, if I had my chance, everybody gets their chance. A lot of guys played a lot of football today. So he continues to play like that, then he's going to put himself in the mix.
Garner came more late in the preseason and got hurt. Can you talk about the difference between him last year and this year, what you see?
Well, I thought he did well in the preseason. We did get him late, and then he got hurt in that last preseason game. So, you know, it wasn't a decision we could make in terms of keeping him on the 53. He was hurt, so we waived him injured. Then we had an opportunity after he got healthy to bring him back and put him on a practice squad. So I think he's taking advantage of his opportunities now. So.
Talk about receiver drops. Rasheed Bailey seemed to catch.
Yeah, he did.
Two tough catches, the one-hander and the one in traffic. Just, you know, what kind of campus he had?
He's been really good. You know, that's the one thing about Rasheed. He's got outstanding hands. You know, he may not be as fast as some of those other guys, but I think he's a really good route runner. You know, and you talk about the jump that he made, you know, coming from Roxborough High School and playing at Del Valle. And then all of a sudden he's playing in the link against the Indianapolis Colts. You know, that's a pretty big jump for anybody. And I was anxious to see what his response would be. You know, if there was any kid or any player on our team that could be a little starry-eyed, it would have been him, but he wasn't. He was out there. It was all about business, wanted to make plays, and made a nice catch on our sideline on a key out route. And then that catch he made coming down on the – on the seam ball from Timmy, and I thought Tim put it the only place he could put it because it was really good coverage. But for him to come up with it was a big time catch on his part. So,
what things did you like from watching Tim Tebow? I mean, it seemed like he was able to hit.
I liked how Timmy threw it. You know, I thought that's the big concern with everybody coming in is has he really changed? And I think he's sequencing better. You know, he's got his feet underneath him, and when guys ran the right routes and he had an opportunity to throw the football, I thought he threw the ball really well.